Here's Allen on second and 10. Stepping up into the logo and throw. He's got Diggs wide open. It's caught. Touchdown. 46-yard strike. Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs.
From just inside the four, Hurts to the end zone for the touchdown.
There were two Monday Night Football games last night as the Bills went big over the Titans 41-7 and the Eagles beat the Vikings 24-7 in Philly. We'll have much more on the games coming up here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Dusty Donis, welcome you in here. Also online at katycountry94.com to the Sports Ticket today. Still to come on the show as well, we will talk about Jalen Daniels of the University of Kansas football team. He's being recognized in college football, not only in the Big 12, but nationally. Also, the Kansas City Chiefs will be without one of their top linebackers for the next four games. Again, we'll have a full Monday Night Football recap. Also, the Chiefs and Chargers game on Amazon. Some interesting numbers coming out from that as well. The Kansas City Royals will be back in action tonight in baseball. That's all coming up here on the Sports Ticket, so stay tuned for all that here on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Before we get to all that, though, first we have a look at local sports. High school volleyball tonight. The Beloit Lady Trojans are hosting Sacred Heart in North Central Activities Association action. You can catch the matches on the online video stream of the Beloit Trojan channel at ncksports.com. The stream will start at 4:55. First serve for the first varsity match is at 5 o'clock. The JV will follow and then another varsity match after that. Again, Beloit hosting Sacred Heart tonight in NCAA League action. Rock Hills hosting a triangular tonight in the Northern Plains League. Lakeside and St. John's Tipton also competing there. Southern Cloud hosting a triangular in Miltonville. Osborne and Lincoln from the area competing there as well. Chase is hosting Sylvan Lucas and Wilson in a triangular. And Tome triangular has Pike Valley and Tescott competing as well. And Smith Center is at home in a triangular in the Mid-Continent League tonight hosting Trigo and Norton. Varsity action there at Smith Center starts at 5 o'clock for Northern Plains League matches. Things will get underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Some of those will start with JV matches. Some will start with varsity matches. Again, MPL action here this evening. For the full schedule for high school volleyball and all high school sports and the latest news and scores and standings and everything you need for sports here in the area, you can check out ncksports.com. Again, the big news on Monday was, for college football anyway, the Kansas Jayhawks and their quarterback Jalen Daniels. Daniels is recognized as the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week in the morning, and then in the afternoon, he was named the Walter Camp Football Foundation's National Player of the Week. He is the first Kansas Jayhawk ever to win that award, and rightfully so. He had a great week as KU won 48-30 at Houston on Saturday, as we mentioned and talked about on Monday on the Sports Ticket. Jayhawks off to the 3-0 start in that win in Houston. Daniels accounted for 280 total yards, 5 touchdowns, 14 of 23 passing for 158 and 3 scores, and added 123 yards and 2 scores on the ground. And behind Daniels' play at quarterback, KU's 3-0 for the first time since 2009. He's also the first KU quarterback since Todd Reesing in 2009 to throw and rush for 2-plus touchdowns in a single game. So well-deserved recognition again for Daniels. He's off to a great start this year. He's 47 of 70 passing for 566 yards, 7 touchdowns, and an interception. Really, the biggest difference, I think, with Daniels this year is, you know, and I felt this way when I saw him play as a freshman against K-State, that I didn't watch a lot of Kansas games that year because they weren't great, right? You didn't keep them on the TV when they were playing, and maybe the first couple drives just to see how bad they'd get down early. But, it really struck me when Jalen Daniels played against K-State as a freshman, the talent level that it looked like he could have and the things that he could do if given the opportunity. Then Jason Bean kind of came in last year, and they thought maybe he was going to be their starting quarterback, and then Daniels did some good things. Bean went out in that game against K-State last year with an injury, and then Daniels came in. I think Daniels actually ended up getting an injury in that game as well. But, again, still, it seemed like Jalen was the right guy for the job. And one of the things that we've seen from him over the past couple seasons is the ability to throw the football, but he really was not a guy that ran the ball a lot. And that's been a big difference this year for Jalen Daniels as KU's quarterback. He's got 27 carries for 237 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first 3 games. And prior to this season, he had only run for 103 yards on 106 attempts. He had less than a yard per carry average in his first 13 games in 2 seasons at KU. So Jalen Daniels becoming what we call that dual threat quarterback, right, and being able to run and throw the football in Lance Leipold's system and doing a fine job of it early on. Again, leading Kansas to a 3-0 start. KU getting set to play Duke this weekend. An 8-point favorite is what they opened up as. I haven't looked at that line lately to see what kind of change there's been on that, but Duke hosting Kansas this weekend. Ticket prices are going through the roof compared to what you'd normally see for a KU football game. People want to go to the game. People want to, I guess, cash in on the great start, because you never know how long it's going to last. But Kansas does have an opportunity here to have a very good start and even continue and maybe go 4-0 against Duke. Duke's 3-0 coming into this weekend as well. Who'd have thought Duke and KU football would be a premier matchup in week four? We always expect that in basketball, but not quite in football all the time. So it'll be interesting to see how that one comes out. But again, Jalen Daniels, the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week, and also the Walter Camp Football Foundation's National Player of the Week, the Kansas quarterback. Well, bad news coming out of Kansas City on Monday, as the Chiefs will be without Willie Gay, their starting linebacker, for the next four games. He was suspended on Monday by the NFL for the next four games due to a violation of the league's personal conduct policy. Gay was arrested in January in Overland Park on a misdemeanor charge of criminal property damage of less than $1,000. Resolved that criminal case by entering a diversion program over the summer, so that part of it's done. But again, NFL still has their rulings that they can bring on players for violating what would be that personal conduct policy, making the league look bad, making their team look bad, making themselves look bad. This is what goes into that. Gay's an important part of this Chiefs defense here early this season. He is second in tackles with 16, tied for first in tackles for loss and passes defense with two each. So he's a very athletic linebacker that we've seen making plays in these first two games of the season against the Cardinals and the Chargers. So obviously he's going to be missed. He's a young guy, a very athletic linebacker. So things will look a little different for the Chiefs over the next four games. Nick Bolton's definitely going to have to shoulder the load for the Chiefs at that linebacker position on defense. The draft pick Leo Chenal out of Wisconsin, he has played just 32 of 137 snaps so far for the Chiefs on defense, so most likely he's going to have a bigger role in these next four games. Elijah Lee obviously will be looked upon to play more snaps as well. The K-State product that he was actually cut from the 53-man roster early but came back when some injury designations happened and folks were put on the IR. But again, the suspension for Gay will kind of change what Kansas City is doing defensively, and it's something that they're going to have to get through. Again, the next four games are against the Colts, Buccaneers, Raiders, and Bills, so no Willie Gay for those games for the Chiefs. Again, they have the Colts coming up this weekend. Again, that last game that Gay would miss would be against the Bills. And speaking of the Bills, they cruised on Monday night football action. They won over the Titans 41-7 in Buffalo. It was a 7-7 tie after one. Buffalo outscored them 34-0 the rest of the way. It was 41-7 by the end of the third, so it was a scoreless fourth quarter. But Josh Allen continuing to look very good for the Buffalo Bills. Last night he went 26 of 38 for 317 yards and four touchdowns. Three of those touchdown passes and 148 of the yards went to Stephon Diggs, who had 12 catches overall in the game. The Bills are now 2-0 on the season. They're tied with the Dolphins for first place in the AFC East. Both teams 2-0. And Buffalo, I tell you what, I mean, you kind of knew starting last year that AFC East kind of runs through Buffalo. Miami's trying to change that a little bit this year, too. Tua Tagovailoa had a great game on Sunday, throwing the ball to Tyreek Hill. That thing seems to be working out the first couple of games there for Miami. But Buffalo's Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs connection has been a huge plus for them, and that has continued to show and obviously showed throughout last night's Monday Night Football win again in Buffalo over the Titans 41-7. Again, the Bills 2-0. Titans are 0-2. The AFC South is a very interesting division right now because a lot of folks were picking the Colts. I think Wade picked the Colts to win the division. I picked the Titans to win the division again. The Colts are 0-1-1. The Houston Texans are 0-1-1. The Tennessee Titans are now 0-2 on the season after losing their first two contests and leading the AFC South. Everybody thought they'd be there. Everybody else is picking them now to win the AFC South. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 1-1 in first place the AFC South after 2 weeks. There's a lot of shifting that might go on, but that division does not look great right now. Again, the Bills are very, very good, though. The Bills are that team that obviously last year trying to challenge the Chiefs, and ended up being the Bengals that beat the Chiefs to make the Super Bowl. But Buffalo wants to be that perennial team that's up at the top and kind of take that throne from the Chiefs. Over the last four seasons, Kansas City's been to the AFC Championship game, and the Bills made it there once and then lost to the Chiefs in a big way a couple years back when the Chiefs ended up losing to the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl later on. But Buffalo looking impressive here in the first couple weeks, obviously, and you know, trying to get that thing rolling and put their name in the hat for the best in the AFC. And I'm sure all the prognosticators and all the power rankings are going to have the Bills ahead of the Chiefs now after this 41-7. Bills are already ahead of the Chiefs anyway in most of those power rankings, so that'll stay the same. But none of that matters until these two teams will meet. They will meet later in the season again in the 4 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever that would be, 4 weeks. It's the last game again of that Willie Gay suspension of the four games that he'll miss. By the way, Willie Gay can't be around practice facilities or anything of that nature for the next 2 weeks, and then he can come back to practice, start working out with the team again, and we'll be able to return then after that Bills game the Sunday after that. So, again, the Bills win 41-7 over the Titans in Buffalo on Monday night. There was also a Monday night game in the NFC where the Eagles jumped out to an early lead over the Vikings and won 24-7 in Philly. The Eagles are now 2-0. The Vikings dropping to 1-1. The Eagles and Giants are both 2-0 in first place in the NFC East now. All four teams in the NFC North are 1-1. So the Packers, Lions, Bears, and Vikings are all 1-1. And that's a division that I picked the Packers to win. I think most people picked the Packers by default to win that, but many thought the Vikings could challenge for that, and the Vikings won their opener against the Packers, but they lost to the Eagles there last night. Jalen Hurts, right now, I think it's fairly clear with the injury to Dak Prescott that Jalen Hurts is probably the best quarterback right now. I think it's clear in the NFC East, and he had an outstanding game last night. Was very efficient throwing the ball, had one interception, but went 26 of 31 for 333 yards and a touchdown. He ran for two scores as well. Kirk Cousins for the Vikings was not efficient. This is a guy that we've talked about a lot during his career. It feels like that he could be one of those top quarterbacks in the league, but just kind of makes mistakes at inopportune times and never really has been able to lead his team to the big playoff win or the big spot there late in the playoffs and a deep run. He struggled last night and had three interceptions. Darius Slay Jr. had two of them for the Eagles. Cousins, the Vikings had some good starting field position multiple times, but Cousins was just coughing up the ball, and the Vikings never really got a chance there in last night's game. Again, they fall 24-7 to the Eagles. Again, the Eagles now 2-0, Vikings 1-1. Interesting thing about one of the games last night was it was streamed on ESPN Plus. Okay, so the Monday Night Football, there was two games, and they were coinciding at the same time. Usually, when we've seen this Monday Night Football thing in the past, you've seen one game start at like 5:30, and then the next one will start at like 9 o'clock. 8:45 or something like that. You might miss maybe the first 5 minutes or so of that second game in a doubleheader on a Monday Night Football game. I mean, usually it's in week one. It was week two this year for some reason. I didn't look up and find the reason for that. But what the interesting part was last night, it was about an hour and 15 minutes after the Bills and Titans kicked off that the next game came on ABC and ESPN Plus, which was the Vikings and Eagles. And one of the things that the reason I bring that up is because ESPN Plus has this game and it can stand alone on a streaming platform. If you don't have cable, if you don't have TV, you can still, if you subscribe to ESPN Plus, you don't have to have a TV cable package to watch this game. And so that stands out a little bit because of the advancement that we see in streaming technology and streaming in sports and big time deals being made by streaming companies. And so The big thing with streaming right now is clearly Amazon for the Thursday Night Football rights that they have, and they are the exclusive rights for streaming in the NFL, and it's huge because Amazon announced on Monday that they had record subscriber numbers for a three-hour period. For those that aren't a fan of NFL games being streamed online, you're going to want to get used to it. I'm just saying that. We talked about this. Wade kind of brought it up and saw a story about it, but really Wade and I both went in kind of deep on that with the opportunities that you can have to stream. And, you know, you started seeing streaming TV starting to become a thing and other people getting into the game. As long as you have internet connection, as long as you have good speed on your internet and things of that nature, it looked like a gold mine for the NFL and for professional leagues. The the thing about it was getting logistics right with it, right? And if they figured that part out of it, we knew it was coming. And so if you're not a fan of streaming, if you're pushing back, if you don't want to purchase these packages, because with the Amazon Thursday night football game, you have to have a Prime membership to watch these games. And if you don't, then you're not going to watch the games. So this isn't going away. And so Amazon, again, reported their biggest 3 hours for U.S. Prime signups ever during last Thursday's game between the Chargers and Chiefs. That beats Black Friday. That beats Prime Day. That beats Cyber Monday. Of a three-hour period, the most signups ever for Amazon Prime leading up to that Chiefs-Chargers game on Thursday night. It was the first game of Amazon's reported 11-year, $11 billion exclusive streaming rights deal with the NFL. Prime benefits more than just watching football, okay? So this is another thing that Amazon can... Amazon, by the way, is just trying to rule the world right now, obviously. But the thing is, when you sign up for Amazon Prime to watch a football game, you're not only getting Amazon Prime to watch Thursday night football, you can watch Prime Video. They have movies, they have TV shows, they have original content. You can get Prime delivery, free shipping if you're a member of Amazon Prime, of whatever you order from Amazon. For the most part, I think there might be some exceptions on that. But for the most part, you're getting free shipping on your Amazon Prime. You're having all these opportunities other than just watching a football game or a football game each week. And so I did have one person kind of chatting with us on Twitter saying, okay, but how many of those subscribers are going to stay with Amazon Prime? The only reason they signed up was to watch the Chiefs play. And listen, I understand that take. I understand that idea. But at the same time, you got to understand how big the NFL is in this country. And listen, full disclosure, I did sign up for Prime because I wanted to watch the Chiefs and Chargers. I got it there the first 3 months is at a reduced rate of what you would pay normally. So I'm like, okay, I'll sign up for it. I'm definitely going to keep it for the first 3 months because now I can watch more Thursday night football. Maybe I want to order a Christmas gift for somebody. I try to keep my shopping local, but there may be something that I can't find around here that I order from Amazon. I can do it on Prime and I can get free shipping on it. Okay. There's so many different things that are added to that membership that it's just not just subscribing to watch a football game. But there are going to be a certain amount of people that are subscribing to watch a football game. The next two markets to do that are Cleveland and Pittsburgh. And then every week after that, I don't have the full Thursday night football schedule in front of me, but every week after that, the next markets and the biggest cities wanting to watch the biggest sport in the United States are going to subscribe to Amazon Prime because they want to watch football. It is a huge deal, and when that happens, you're going into, again, the biggest markets in this country. I'm sure New York has a Thursday night football game. I'm sure Chicago has a Thursday night football game. L.A. has already had a Thursday night football game. The Rams are going to be on there. You're going to get that sect of Thursday night football. I'm sure all those teams are playing on Thursday night football, or else Amazon probably wouldn't be spending $11 billion over the next 11 years to be able to stream exclusively NFL Thursday Night Football. This is not going anywhere. It is staying here for good. And again, the two Monday Night Football games last night, with one of them being on ESPN Plus. It was on ABC. You could watch it on network television. But being on ESPN Plus, without having to have a subscription, you can still watch that game. Without having to have a cable package subscription, I should say. You do have to have an ESPN Plus subscription. But if you don't have cable, still can watch the game on a stream. And that's what's big right now. People are cutting the cord. They're getting rid of maybe cable TV and they're going to streaming. And these are options that they have. And Amazon was the first really to get into this in a big time way with the NFL. Again, if you don't like it, I don't like being the bearer of bad news. If you're not a fan of streaming sports online or on your Fire Stick or your Roku or whatever you're using to do those things, but it's here to stay, and it's only going to get bigger. Streaming platforms are only going to get bigger, and Amazon Prime is, I'm not going to say ahead of the game, they're leading the game right now, because I think we kind of all saw this coming, especially, obviously, Wade for sure, and I was right on board with everything that he was saying, at the time. I mean, this was probably 5-6 years ago that we first talked about this. Maybe not that long, but I feel like it was. I'm getting old. I kind of forget some things as we go on. But Amazon Prime doing big numbers, and they will continue to do big numbers with Thursday Night Football as long as the product's right, okay? If the product goes bad and it's not good anymore, then maybe some subscribers you might lose. I didn't have the 100% perfect experience watching the Chiefs-Chargers game on Amazon Prime, but it was good enough I could see everything I needed to see that it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and keep this for the rest of football season anyway so I can watch these games. Whether I'm overly interested in them or not, I still have the other options and the other perks of having an Amazon Prime membership. So those are some of the things that we look at, but I just, you have friends that might recommend it and you're getting more subscribers that way. It would be interesting to know kind of like the numbers of the subscriberships that Amazon keeps or that they might lose after each Thursday Night Football game or the month that they run through their package or their subscription there and then just get out of it. So that would be maybe something to keep an eye on. But I don't feel like there's going to be anything for Amazon that's going to be hurt by anybody saying, nah, I just subscribe for one game, I'm leaving. Amazon Prime is going to be doing fine and now better because they're part of the NFL. So that's that. Again, Cleveland and Pittsburgh is the next Thursday Night Football game on Amazon Prime this week. All right, finally here on the Sports Ticket, we go to baseball. The Royals are back in action tonight. They start a 3-game series with the Twins. And the Twins are 73-74. Royals are 58-89. Twins are 8.5 games out of the wild card with just 15 games left. So neither one of these teams really has much to play for right now. Technically, the Twins aren't knocked out of this thing yet, but their backs are definitely against the wall here. So it's 3 games at Kauffman Stadium that don't mean a whole lot. Zach Greinke's 4-9 of the 4.10 ERA against Dylan Bundy of the Twins, who's 8-7 of the 4.68 ERA. Game 1 of 3 tonight at 7:10. At the K. A couple other Major League Baseball stories that we're watching. Aaron Judge is looking to get to Roger Maris's record of 61 home runs for the most in a single season in the American League. He has 59, and he goes about trying to get closer to that as the Yankees host the Pirates tonight at 6:05 at Yankee Stadium. And Albert Pujols is at 698 career home runs. He's looking to become just the fourth ever player in Major League Baseball history to hit the 700 home run mark. Cardinals play at the Padres tonight at 8:40. It's his first opportunity to get to 699. Maybe he can hit 2 tonight, get to 700. Who knows? But those are the stories we're keeping an eye on. Yankees and Cardinals did not play last night, so we're looking forward to those opportunities still to come tonight for Aaron Judge and Albert Pujols. That'll wrap it up here today on the Sports Ticket. A big thanks to everybody for tuning in to another abbreviated version of the Sports Ticket. Again, for the latest in local sports, you can always check out ncksports.com. Beloit Trojan Volleyball tonight against Sacred Heart at ncksports.com with the Beloit Trojan Channel with the match coverage starting at 4:55, that first varsity match, first serve at 5 o'clock this evening. Have a great day, everybody.